Episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
Total failure. The season has been a total failure. There's not really any way around it. You lose to Vandy, who hasn't won a SEC game for 26 straight games. Yeah. So dating back to 2019, there is no way to sugarcoat this season. You could have, if you would have beat Vandy and finished 8-4, you kind of said, well, the one South Carolina loss was without their starting quarterback. So you just lost the three teams you couldn't lose to. Are you trying to beat, or I guess more talented than you? I guess
right.
Be a better start or a better
right.
way to put
the
it.
One you're hoping to get at least one of the three.
Yeah, and you know you would 0-3, it'd have been fine. But now it's going to be a total rebuild offensively. Yeah. I feel somewhat bad for the defense, even though I know people make an argument points to Vandy, but they were on the field a long time. Very, very weird weather conditions, all that stuff. No excuses though. Vandy had like 44 players come.
That was ridiculous.
That was the smallest amount of players I've ever seen on a sideline in my life. And they came in here and they essentially controlled the entire game.
They owned the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. And it's just across the board is a loss that usually would probably get everyone, including the head coach, probably fired. But Stoops has been so important to Kentucky when he's done here. And I don't think he needs to be fired at all, but
no,
I felt this way in 2016 when they lost to Southern Miss. I know you did too. Well, me and Mike have been behind Stoops from day one, have never turned our back on him at all. I can 100% with certainty tell you we have never turned our back on Stoops.
Right.
Because I don't think there's anyone better. Maybe now I think maybe he'll get someone that's the equivalent to him. But at the time we lost Southern Miss, I was like, he's a big name. He's getting all these recruits. We're getting things going. There's just no one that's going to be able to succeed here. He since answered that loss with we have missed a bowl game since 2-10 win seasons.
We're not going to miss a bowl game this year, but it should have been so much better.
Oh, it should have been. I mean, there's no excuses for it. Offensive line woes or not, you should absolutely beat Vandy.
Yeah,
and South Carolina,
especially when they're like on their third string line, essentially.
Yeah, they are, and it's an embarrassment performance. I know that Stoops isn't going to go with it, but you know. Really, at this point, the biggest thing is I know it's Georgia week. We were real excited about it. It's been sold out since July. But the thing is at this point, we need to beat Louisville.
Yeah.
You got to beat Louisville. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And kind of salvage the season and beat the crap out of Louisville. Make us all feel a lot better. Still a disappointing season. But, you know, the offense has to be totally rebuilt.
Yeah, So, I mean, I think everybody at this point has heard the rumors. Skaggs is getting fired.
Skaggs probably gone. Most of the offense is probably gone, which was, I didn't really know this, but defensive line coach, the quarterbacks coach, or the defensive backs coach, excuse me. A lot of these guys were only on like their contracts are expiring. The offensive line coach, I think, is only on a 2-year deal. There's just no way around it. Offensive line hasn't gotten better either. I hate to be the guy that says that they haven't. The corners have been pretty good. I would be surprised to bring Collins back, but they won't. I actually don't think I think it's Antoine. He played at UK.
Yeah.
Stewart, he won't be back. Defensive line's been okay, but not
for the talent we have on defense line, it should be a lot better.
Fans are disgusting too. I saw a couple of them get into it with Octavian, Oxidine and all that stuff. Fans are terrible. This is one thing I will say about the football team. If you are just a casual football fan and every time they lose, you're going to bring up that we're basketball school or bring up whatever you want to bring up and say you're done or whatever, just don't come back.
Yeah.
This team, regardless of how crappy they've been, show support because it does make a difference for recruits and keeping these guys here.
Yeah.
We have such a good young team.
We have a great young team.
And it's really important to be able to try to bring some of those back. I know there's going to be a lot of transfers in the season. Typically that happens when a crappy season like this happens.
Yeah.
Making a change in offense, schemes, and offensive coaches is going to help somewhat save a little bit of that.
Right.
But same time, there's going to be transfers. I don't think, and I'm not the only one saying this, it sounds like I don't think any of the big-name guys are going to roll out like the Walkers and your Berry and Browns is because they're the headline for this other thing we'll get into it. They now have a new Neil stuff, which they've been needing to do, where you subscribe and you donate money towards the Neil stuff, which is awesome. It's going to help tremendously in recruiting and keeping guys here. Barron Brown and Walker were the face of that. So I don't think those guys are going anywhere. I don't think Key's going anywhere. He's from Lexington. That's a guy that you have to keep here regardless of what happens. But those guys could potentially leave if we finish 6-6, and that's his concern.
Yeah.
I think Mike had said earlier in the week that he thinks he's going to be Scangarello is going to be gone after the Georgia game. He'll be the sacrifice the lambs one sacrifice the lamb that sacrificed after the game. That's probably true.
I just don't think his the pro offense he wants to run just doesn't work in the SEC.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily work. It's just too complicated.
Yeah. You have to have a mixture of what he does and kind of a mixture of what Happel, whatever his name is, in Tennessee does.
Up-tempo, quick, but at the same time. And stuff. I hate to say it. Don't get me wrong. There was about 15 years ago, this style of, I don't even say the pro style, that style of like, let's play some defense and we'll run the ball and stuff like that. It was very, Alabama lived off that during their big runs in the early 2000s and mid 2000s. But they adapted. Now they're their defense is not traditionally as good. They still have very, very talented, but the offense that they run puts a lot more stress on the defense. So therefore, defense is going to be around. I know Alabama's struggling this year a little bit, but I still don't think. And I would say at the beginning of the season, I didn't think Tennessee ran a style that could go and win 10 games, but they're going to win 10 games. I think they've already won. No, they haven't yet. They're 9 games.
They're 9. They'll get to 10.
They'll get to 10. And I'll say that I was wrong on that standpoint, but there's also a lot of games that you can look at with Tennessee and they could have lost.
Yeah.
So their defense will always eventually hurt them. You just got to have a play. They have to play a team like Georgia who has enough defense to play man on them. I don't know if I want to go straight what Tennessee does, but I definitely would like to have more of a.
I would like a mixture. Almost, I wouldn't mind kind of what Lane Kiffin's done this year. Up tempo, but still heavy run.
Lane Kiffin's a pretty good starting point. I mean, we talked about early Dan Mullins is a pretty good offense. There's a lot of guys that's got offenses
to be the sacrificial lamb for the Rams. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, I'd bring him back. I'd bring back Neil Brown if he got fired. I'm okay with both those hires, but it just needs to be. There needs to be something that's said that like maybe Stoops has his finger in on it. Maybe he doesn't. I don't believe. I do think Stoops does take the – if we're up, 14.
Oh, Stoops definitely takes the air out of the ball.
Yeah, he'll definitely tone it back. But I don't buy in the fact that Stoops, goes into a game and says, all right, we're going this – I just don't buy into that.
Yeah.
I just don't. Because if that was the truth, C-Rod would get the ball 50 times a game.
Yeah.
And that is the God-honest truth.
I think Stoops going to the game, asks what the game plan is, but doesn't put too much input.
No, and I think another thing too, Kentucky needs to get back in the offseason is get back to being a good offensive line, because since Stoops has been here, this is the first year since Stoops has been here that we can't say, all right, no matter what we do, if we can't do anything offensively, at least we can line it up and run the ball.
Right, exactly.
And they've always been able to do that. This year is not so much. I mean, C-Rod's getting hit in the backfield. If he wasn't so good, he'd be struggling too. He would look his numbers would be struggling.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Our offensive line's been atrocious.
And, we got to get back to that. We got to figure that out. That's got to change. I mean, obviously, this is Georgia week. A big weekend just in terms of Kentucky sports. I mean, you got Gonzaga on Sunday as well. It's been a long week for Kentucky.
Yeah.
Last week and then this week, obviously, has been kind of crappy with the start of losing the basketball team, losing on Tuesday, and then I was getting beat by Vandy. Any chance at all that Kentucky wins this game?
What's that?
Do you have any chance at all Kentucky wins this game?
Georgia plays just super sloppy and overlooks us.
I don't think Georgia will blow us out. And I'll tell you why. It's because Stoops and Kirby Smart are pretty good friends. They're buddies.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's just not a guy that's going to blow him out. He's probably gonna be really heavy run Georgia. So if you're looking for any kind of like promising fact, is we do pretty decent against the run defensively.
Yeah,
but Georgia's not gonna Kirby Smart is not going to blow out Mark Stoops' led team.
Let me tell you why I think we will get blown out.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think we're going to have a shit ton of three and outs, and that big-ass Georgia line is just going to pound the ball up the fucking our throats, and they're just going to start gashing us 20-plus yards at a time.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly how it's going to end up playing out.
I mean, it'll be a close game. It'll be low-scoring game or a closer game halftime. Then by the second half, our defense is going to be exhausted.
I actually agree with you. I think it's going to be pretty close until halftime. But I just don't think we have a good enough defense to be able to hang with them. But our offense is, I can't even see this.
If our offense can move the ball, we could hang with them. Maybe not necessarily win, but 14 points.
How do you feel? Okay. Since it is like one of those David and Goliath situations this weekend, maybe not so much that big of a stretch. I mean, Kentucky is still very talented.
The way Kentucky has looked this year, it's probably
I don't see this Kentucky. I don't know they rallied for that Mississippi State game. I don't see this team rallying at this point. I think this team is just like, let's finish
out. This team is broken.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. There's a lot of talent still on the team. I think there's guys out here playing.
I don't think it's the players.
No, I think it comes down to play call. I mean, they can't outscore in the red zone. Crowd
has pretty much summed it up this week. And he said it's the play calling. We're getting down there, and then we're just making bad play calls.
Yeah, I mean, then you have players saying that. Just tells you right there what kind of situations going on with the team right now. They had three times inside the red zone, and they got two field goals and one block.
Right.
That's epic. I mean, I think most of those weren't even where they don't even let Rodriguez touch the ball.
Right.
Which is even more of a like, what the hell is going on?
I don't understand why he goes away from Rodriguez inside the 20.
One of the things I will say, Scangarella, I will say this. The offensive line has heard a lot of what he wants to do.
Yeah, because he wants these long developing plays.
But at the end of the day, the offense has actually regressed.
Yeah,
I mean, they got worse as the season gone on because it just shows on the field that it's gotten worse.
So what it shows me is that Scangarella can't adapt.
No, he's refused to change his game plan to
let's go with the more quick hits, stuff like this. You know,
it's just really confusing to me that, like, okay, we're going to run here and do, you know, like against Tennessee, this is the best example. Against Tennessee, they had the exact same game plan they had against Mississippi State. We're going to do the same thing. Yeah. Okay, well, Tennessee prepared for that. That's not going to work. So what did they do? They continue that path of the same game.
Right, down 21, let's run at the middle. Like, stop.
Like, no, you got to throw that shit out the window and say, all right, this is what we're doing.
Let's go deep down the field, center of the field, because that's where they're most vulnerable.
Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, we go on with one game plan and then just roll with that until, I don't know. It's very, very frustrating, and I'm not going to try to get too much into it because everything that's been said has been said this week. The big thing is at this point is let's finish strong. You know, let's go out here and not get embarrassed, totally embarrassed.
Let's lose by a decent amount.
I just don't see scoring 10 points, more than 10 points.
That's a fucking win.
Yeah, no shit. So, Benny, why don't you tell me about how Georgia wins. What does Kentucky need to do to win this game?
To win the game? I think defense just plays their game. They can be competitive, get stops. Offense can't give up sacks and can't turn the ball over. If you start giving up three or four, you know, realistically, if we keep them under five sacks and no turnovers, we might have a chance.
These are the last two chances for us to see Will Levis. If anyone thinks Will Levis is playing in the bowl game, I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. He's not.
No.
He has my blessing
not to play in that fucking bowl game.
No, he does not need to be any more injured than he already is.
That dude is borderline walking injury report.
He's getting killed. I mean, Vandy was the worst team in SEC, and getting sacks. They've only had like 10 of the whole season.
Let me ask you this. Honestly, if Levis came out and said, I'm done for the rest of the year, would you even be mad at him?
No, not at all. I really wouldn't. I would put Barry and Brown back in the quarterback and run the exact same similar thing that we did with Lynn Bowden and say, you know what? He's our best athlete. We're just going to try to win this way.
Just put Barry and Brown and fucking C-Rod back there.
I mean, it's really disappointing, man. I mean, the whole season's been disappointing. I'm really disappointed. And Will Levis is not to blame as well. I mean, he's had he holds the ball too long. He does stupid shit too. He's been told not to run, which is ridiculous. His game involves running. He still has a strong arm. I definitely see why he's going to get drafted in the first round. He has the tools there. But
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Liam Cohen let Will Levis be Will Levis.
Yeah, and that's what
and Stags just basically isn't letting him be Will Levis, which is, you know, a tough, hard running quarterback who has a hell of an arm.
Yeah, and that's what it comes down to, man. I don't know.
Will Levis isn't going to start making the right decision until year three of his NFL career.
All right, this is where I see with Georgia. I see with Georgia. And people, to finish what you're saying there, people don't understand why Levis is in the first round, like his numbers. It's NFL drafts on potential.
Oh my God, yeah, and his potential is through the roof.
He's got stuff that you don't get from quarterbacks. That's that strong arm.
He's big. He's strong. He's fast. Yeah,
he can run, and he's tough. You know, he says all the right things and all that stuff, man. That's the people understand that. That's why he's getting drafted in the first round. And plus, a quarterback is the most important position in the NFL at this point, and it's becoming that way in college too. Where if you don't have a decent quarterback, you're just not going to be great.
Unless your quarterback's Lynn Bowden, you can get away with not having a throwing quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, even Georgia with Stetson. I mean, this year he's been very, very dominant. They're even better this year than last year. So, all right. So to get on with Georgia. Georgia hasn't laid a stinker all year. I know you could probably make the argument for Missouri. Missouri's played with them, and Georgia looked very lackadaisical there. Maybe Kentucky can get lucky, get a game where they're going to not look very good and be kind of off their game. They're kind of tired and worn out towards the end of the season. And I'm telling you, Kirby Smart is not going to blow Mark Stoops out. I'm telling you, Mark Stoops and him are buddies. Now, he might end up scoring 40 points because, like you said, the defense is totally gassed.
He's not going to intentionally blow us up, but they're going to blow us out just by gashing us 20 plus yards.
I can't say his name.
Hopple, whatever.
Yeah, Hopple. He's on this full force. I'm going to blow everybody out because they got to get in the playoff. Georgia can lose to us and they'll still be in the playoff.
Right. So, I mean, unless they lose to us and lose to LSU, Georgia's making the playoffs.
I still think Georgia makes playoffs if they lose to us and LSU. Because, they're going to put a two-loss LSU team.
No, they'll put a one-loss Tennessee team instead of number five.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a good point. Maybe. But they one loss doesn't kill their season, basically.
No, a one-loss Georgia team is fine.
Yeah. So, I could see that happening, but the crowd, it should be pretty good. I see a lot of people going, so if people haven't sold their tickets already. A guy named John, he sold his tickets like 5 weeks ago, so we know he won't be there.
He sold his Louisville tickets too.
Yeah, he sold them all. Yeah, he has no more tickets. He's not going to be in games, but somehow he always ends up in games.
Allegedly.
I guess he rebuys tickets. Kentucky waste what they need to do is they really need control the ball. they need to be able to give our defense a break, run their defense in the ground, which is not going to happen because their defense is full of NFL prospects.
Yeah.
And that's just not, I don't know how to put it, man. There's just, Kentucky needs a miracle. Now, I will say this, Kentucky has Buster Douglas coming in and giving him a speech this week. How do you feel about that?
There we go. Now I'm getting jacked.
Yeah, Buster Douglas, man. That's a big time upset over Mike Tyson. That's a good comparison. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Buster Douglas had a pretty solid career as a boxer, but nowhere near Mike Tyson level. And comes in and knocks out Mike Tyson in his prime, too. Mike Tyson prime.
Yeah. So. Buster Douglas started the decline of Mike Tyson.
Once he knocked him out,
everybody saw Tyson was beatable, and he started getting knocked out more.
Yeah, then Tyson's full circle comes back and fights some bum in Louisville down on 4th Street and gets knocked out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's the full circle. That's what's gonna happen, Georgia. We're gonna Mike Tyson.
We're gonna end Kirby Smart's coaching career.
Yeah, it's gonna be decline. He's gonna be getting beat by Vandy at home in about 4 years.
Next thing you know, Georgia Southern's knocking them out.
Yeah, that's it. Oh man, we can dream, right? Right. All right. So, give me your humble opinion on MVPs for Kentucky.
I'll just go with Trayvon Wallace, because why not? The kid's really kind of shown up. He's been playing pretty good ball. Offensively, Jesus Christ, that's going to be tough.
Who has to have a big game if we're going to win?
C-Rod.
Oh, see, I disagree with that. But yeah, okay. Yeah,
I think we have to control the ball. I mean, I
agree with you.
I think everybody technically is going to have a big game for us to have a chance. I mean,
It would need to be a big time. It would need to be a big
offensive time. Offensive line wouldn't have to give up sacks. Will Levis has to be perfect reads. I mean, it goes down the line.
Yeah, perfect storm, right?
Yeah, but I think realistically, the MVP is going to be C-Rod, because he'll probably be the only person with halfway decent numbers.
Yeah, you'll probably still go. I think you'll still go for 100.
He'll go for 100, if not close. I mean, if we're going to have a chance to win, Levis got to throw for 250-plus with a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would go Levis maybe if you want to go with, like, if we're going to win the game, it's going to be off because of Levis.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going to go with. I guess me defensively, I guess I'll go up front with people now pissed off Oxidine, so I'll go with him.
All right, I love Oxidine. I don't know why people are
pissed off. I don't know why people want to piss him off. And then I guess offensively, I'll go Will Levis, because I think he has to have a big game if we want to win.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going
to win, if you're going to win, it has to be a big game. So real quick here, give me your predictions here.
All right, so you want the homer prediction first and then the realistic one?
Give me both. Why not?
Why not? Homer prediction is 35-33 Cats.
35-33 Cats. Okay. This offense scored 33. This offense can't score more than 21 points. They haven't done it all season.
You're right. That's why it's the homer prediction. realistic prediction is 44-0 Georgia.
Yikes.
I don't think we're going to fucking score.
Well, that's a good thing you're saying on then, right?
Yeah, right.
I guess my prediction, we're going to do homer picks too. I guess I'll do Kentucky 14-10, and then realistically, I really think he'll call the dogs off on because they're buddies.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more towards like 35-14, something like that.
All right. And y'all want to hear Chris's prediction? It's 55-7 Georgia.
Which, I mean, it's probably not going to be too wrong. It's
almost the same difference that I just made, so I can't laugh at it too bad.
I mean, the over-under is 49, so, I mean, that is what Vegas thinks.
If the over's going to hit, it's because Georgia scores over 49.
Yeah, or Kentucky
somehow gets 40. If Kentucky scores 7, that over's a guarantee.
Oh man, that'd be a long day. I'd be gone by halftime. It's like that,
dude. I don't blame you. Like, yeah. I don't know, dude. I just have such a bad feeling now.
I know. And this
last Saturday, they just took my soul and ripped it in half.
Oh, it was bad. That was such a bad game.
I mean, I'm going to cheer for them. I still think we have a possibility. I'll probably even put money on them. But yeah,
you put money on because they're like plus 1,000,
right?
So. So, all right, man. Well, let's just hope for
fingers crossed, perfect game, and just support the guys. I mean, yeah, I'd be there if it wasn't my wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, these guys need to think, we gotta keep these young guys together because they're a future right there.
Yeah, I mean, we have such a talented team. Again, it's not the players, it's the coaching.
Yeah, the coaching's been pretty bad.
It's not the level of talent's there, man. It's the offensive coaching, especially.
Yeah, and that's why it's all going to blow up at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why getting rid of our corner. I mean, I like our cornerbacks. I feel like cornerbacks haven't been bad at all.
No, I think they've been a lot better than last year.
The only thing I would change is I would like to see more man coverage. But
yeah, sure.
But that's why I like change. So, yeah, I just hope people go out there and support them and realize the pain's almost over. Skaggs is going to get fired. Liam Cohen's going to get fired. And Cohen will be back in Kentucky.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Dude, I would fucking love it. I would be fine if they bring back Kentucky name on coaching waiting. Like, just fucking do it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Well, I don't think he's been fired, but people, I mean, you could say again. But
they're talking about Cohen might be a scapegoat.
He doesn't call any plays. I don't know. He makes no sense to me.
I know, but Sean McVay's got to make the fans happy.
Sean McVay should have just retired, and we would have had him here still.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, why didn't Sean McVay retire? He's getting old.
Well, no, he wanted to. He talked about he was debating on retiring and going into the booth.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm gonna come back. He's like, no, you should have just retired, and our season would have been a lot better this year.
Yeah. Or you know what? What about we can maybe bring in the play caller for didn't the Panthers have a really good play caller?
Oh no, he did. Roll or something. Matt Rule. That's
yeah,
it.
Matt Rule. Yeah, he's supposed to have a good offense, and
he'll be at Alabama. So
yeah, well, Saban's not retiring this year.
Well, no, he'll be at Alabama either.
Oh, you're talking about he'll be their next OC.
Oh yeah, they're definitely firing Brian.
Yeah,
whatever his name is. Hell, O'Brien, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien. Yeah, fuck it, bring him over. I don't care.
All right, well, I guess go Cats. No bloodbath, please.
Yep, go Cats.